You're with us for the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. So the classic Queen song Bohemian Rhapsody was turned into a COVID-19 parody last month, garnering millions of online views. And you might say the stay-at-home order is a catalyst for a new breed of homemade viral songwriting. Let's listen.
Too late, my time has come. Send shivers down my spine. Socialize.
Carry on. Are there coronavirus parody songs that you've been drawn to? Tell us, 800-642-1234. Adrian Grimes of Madison is lead vocalist for the band The Solution. He's known for his Freddie Mercury-like voice, and he's saying the coronavirus rhapsody there set to the tune of Queen's classic Bohemian Rhapsody. Adrian, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Thank you very much. Good morning.
Good morning. We also have Dana J. Bine, who is a Massachusetts-based comedian who wrote the lyrics to this COVID-19 parody. Dana, welcome to you.
Hey, thank you for having me. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning. I understand that it basically takes a sore throat and feeling ill to give you like a big boost of creativity or something. Like, give this person an ill feeling and you just go with it.
Yeah, I guess... You know, I'm inspired in strange times.
So you were feeling under the weather. What were you thinking at this time, and what did you do?
Well, I don't think I was thinking very clearly. I think similar to many, many people in this time, I was feeling anxiety based on my symptoms, which were allergy and cold-like symptoms. So... You know, I felt a scratch in my throat, sang the first couple of lines out loud, and it was like lightning struck, and I sat down and banged out the song in less than 10 minutes. It just, you know, there was no premeditation. It just kind of happened. So it's a strange inspiration.
Yeah, Dana, why Bohemian Rhapsody of all songs?
I don't know. It just struck me. I do a lot of goofy things. I do voices, I sing songs, and I don't know why. Maybe it was Freddie himself, you know, channeling himself through my sore throat. I have no idea. But, you know, I'm not even a massive Queen fan. They're just so consistent in the zeitgeist that, you know, it just happened.
Oh, in the zeitgeist. We have to hear a little bit more of your lyrics, which ended up being a little bit different. Let's have a listen.
Is this a fever? Is this just allergies? Caught in a lockdown, no escape from the family.
So, Adrian, what did you think when you first saw the lyrics on social media?
Well, I just thought they were genius. Somebody had posted this to my Facebook page, just the first couple of lines, and so I did a search and I found the rest of it, and I thought it was absolutely genius. So I reached out to Dana. I found his website, and I reached out to him, and I said, hey, can I record this? And I was so nervous that he'd say no that I actually sent him a previous YouTube video that I'd done just to show him that I do have the chops kind of thing. Anyway, he very graciously said yes, and it turns out that he said yes to about another 100 people, and there are literally hundreds of videos out there of people doing this particular song. And I have to say, there are some out there that are better than mine. There's a band, for example, called Shelter Skelter, that have done a very close rendition, very close to the original Queen song. And I actually think it's better than mine because it's an actual band. I'm just a singer.
With a voice.
It turns out that, yes, I do have a voice that's quite similar to Freddie Mercury's. And I think that's why it just got the traction it has. I put it out very shortly afterwards. It took me about between 5 and 8 hours, I think, to record it. So it was out very quickly, and I shared it on YouTube, thinking that, you know, a few friends of the band would listen in and like it. And very quickly, I think in the first 2 days, there was something like 300,000 views. I was just shocked. But that's how it happened. So
collaboration was born. We have Dana J. Bine, comedian based in Massachusetts, who wrote the new lyrics to Queen's Bohemian Rhapsody. Adrian Grimes there is a Madison musician who recorded the lyrics, and that was heard around the world, creating a pandemic hit. You can join in with your pandemic hits. What are you listening to? Have you found some songs that would stand to have a parody done with them? Join in at 800-642-1234. You can email ideas at WPR.org. So, Dana, as you said, you know, you banged out the lyrics in 10 minutes. But, you know, did you go through any rewrites or tweaks? Did you make adjustments as you went?
You know, I wish there was really any planning whatsoever. It's funny because I've been doing comedy on and off for 20 years, and there are things I've worked really, really hard on that nobody gave a crap about. And this I wrote in my underwear during quarantine, and you know, right now over 100 million people have seen some iteration of it. So it's you know, there was really no, I wish there was foresight. I wish there was planning. It really was just dumb luck. It was a fluke. And I have to give lots of credit to musicians like Adrian, who, you know, when it started to go viral, people were demanding that I make a video, and I'm a bad singer when I'm healthy. And at the time I had a sore throat, you know, I sing like a dead fish. So I created the hashtag, put the call to action to the internet. I said, hey, hashtag coronavirus rhapsody. If you want to make a video, do it. All I ask is that you credit me as the writer and you share it with me when you're done. And, you know, Adrian was he was in the first wave of musicians who just nailed it. You know, and as he said, there are hundreds of versions out there, and it's pretty mind blowing how much this connected with people. Adrian's version is one of, as far as I know, one of at least 10 versions that's gone over 1 million views on some platform. So my virality sparked other viralities, and it's fascinating how far and widespread the song has gone.
And now you have a whole clearinghouse of this song. You have an inventory, a warehouse of it, of all the different versions.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I've got to give credit to the musicians and artists and, you know, people around the world who made versions. It's pretty humbling and at times tear-jerking to know that I spread joy and laughter all over the world in one of the darkest times of our history.
Adrian, what was it like for you to record these lyrics? Did any lines give you any trouble?
A couple. And in fact, that was one of the reasons why I changed a couple of lines. It was, for me, it was very difficult to sing, "Is this a sore throat?" And so I just changed it to, "Is this a fever?" Because it was a little bit closer to the original lyric. And there were a couple of others as well where it just felt more comfortable. It wasn't a question of changing them because I thought they were better or needed improvement. It's just they were more comfortable to sing that way. And the very last line, which I changed to, "You know, this is your responsibility," was I guess, just something to point out, I think, almost immediately, that this was an important message. Because it's not just funny. There is actually a very important message in that. And I think Dana deserves a huge amount of credit for helping to get that message about flattening the curve out there. Literally hundreds of millions of people have seen this and gone, oh yeah, we should flatten the curve. It's been great.
Coronavirus Rhapsody is a Queen parody. We are talking with Madison singer Adrian Grimes with lyrics by comedian Dana J. Bine. You can join in. Are there curious coronavirus parodies that have comforted you at this time? We're at 800-642-1234. Back in a moment on the Ideas Network. Yeah. If you're just joining us, we're talking about coronavirus parody music that's surfacing on the internet. It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Madison musician Adrian Grimes released a parody version of Queen's Bohemian Rhapsody last month. It's called Coronavirus Rhapsody. The lyrics are by comedian Dana J. Vine, and they stress how important it is to stay inside as the pandemic continues to put pressure on our health systems. We have them both with your thoughts on this type of music. Have you tried your hand at this? Written or recorded any coronavirus parody songs? How is music or comedy helping you through this time? We're at 800-642-1234. And Adrian Grimes and Dana J. Vine stay with us. So, Adrian, there have been other coronavirus parody songs recorded during the pandemic, including Staying Inside, a take on the Bee Gees' Staying Alive. Others have recorded new versions of The Sound of Music. Do you have any favorites?
I do. In fact, you've named one of them, the Staying Inside. Brent McCulloch is a guy, I'm not sure where he lives. Again, I just reached out to him when I saw his video. The wonderful thing about that is it was shared by John Travolta himself. And then this weekend, Brent actually put on Facebook, the Bee Gees even shared his video, which I think is amazing. But there's also a guy called Chris Mann, who I think was, he played Phantom of the Opera when it toured the USA. I think he did about 70 shows in that. He was on The Voice. And I think he's become the Weird Al of this particular pandemic. He's had four or five songs. They're genius. One, he's done a version of Adele's Hello.
I love that one.
Superb. And he's very funny, very subtly funny in these times. And again, just some really lovely messages. The first one I actually saw was a guy called The Singing Dentist, and he's done a version of Ice Ice Baby, which is Virus Baby. And he does incredible things with his eyebrows as well. So that was one of the first ones I saw. And that's great fun. There's a lot.
Dana, do you have any eyebrow tricks or any other other things you could work in here, parodies that you've been liking?
It's amazing, and I'm sure Adrian's dealt with this as well. I have been tagged in literally every parody that anybody's ever seen since this was released. And so I went from being a stand-up comic to parody guy overnight. So it's been pretty overwhelming. There are so many parodies right now, and they're all pretty great. I'm impressed with people's technology and editing abilities and just outright creativity in their homes. It's just all I did was write lyrics, which is something anybody, and then some of these people have like full production companies in their bedroom. So, you know, to pick a favorite would be difficult, but I'm overwhelmed and amazed by people's drive to create even now.
Let's bring in a call now. Mike is joining us from Wauwatosa. Hi, Mike.
Hey, so I'm just tossing this out as a possible suggestion to anyone who may want to do it. What about the COVID shuffle to the music of Do the Hustle, and then it could be like something the whole family could do, kind of a line dance with that awkward, you know, when you're walking in somewhere and nobody knows exactly who should step forward and, you know, I think it could be done for the video and the song, I'm just saying.
I love that. Adrian, what do you think? The COVID shuffle.
Yeah, again, a wonderful idea. And that's another thing, just sort of following on from what Dana said. Again, I have been inundated with suggestions, you know, how about this one and how about that one? I do have a full-time job, and it's kind of difficult to put this stuff together, even in quarantine. I have done another couple of songs since then. But, you know, they don't take the first one is just, you know, a bunch of lyrics that I put up on a black screen. And I've tried to be a bit more elaborate since then and actually do some videography. So it takes a lot longer than the original 5 hours that I put into this one. But, yeah, some amazing suggestions from other people and full lyrics as well.
Hey, Mike, could you take a stab at this? Do you have any talents you could offer this?
I came up with the idea and the video thought, so I think I'm going to just play my hand there and just call it a day.
You're just going to be the big thinker.
You should do it.
Oh, dear. Well, we're talking with Dana J. Bine, who is a comedian who gave a pandemic twist to the classic Queen song. And Adrian Grimes is with us, a Madison musician who recorded the song. And you can join in with your parody ideas at 800-642-1234. So, Dana, I understand that you've been laid off from your day job. How are you doing in this time?
Thank you so much for asking. It's been really up and down, a complete roller coaster. So I was laid off from my job the same week that this went viral. I work at a day spa that specializes in massage therapy and hot tub soaks. It's a very incredible local business in Cambridge, and we were forced to shutter and close indefinitely for pandemic reasons. So that was extremely heartbreaking and a gut punch. So, and I couldn't even speak about it publicly for about a week after I found out. So here I am going viral in countries all over the world, and locally I'm just devastated. So that's been tough. I'm much more privileged than many people, so I have a few streams of revenue still. I'm gonna be fine. But my community may not be. I live in a wonderful neighborhood in Cambridge called Inman Square, and a lot of my favorite local businesses and comedy clubs are in trouble right now. So for me, personally, I'm fine, but my anxiety for my circles and my community and some of my close friends is high.
How have you been trying to stay creative during this time? Where are you channeling this energy?
You know, it's funny. I can't really help it. You know, I tend to be creative in the darker times. I'm more motivated now than I've been in a long time. So I've been writing some stand-up. I've been, you know, on demand writing a few parodies. I've been, you know, some people have solicited me to write parodies for their cause or for their business. So I'm working on some of those. And creativity comes pretty naturally to me. So I feel lucky for that. I'm just staying busy, trying to eat healthy, trying to work out, and, trying to be there for as many people as I can. I'm trying to flip the attention I've gotten here to help some of the people who are struggling, both individuals and local businesses, because ultimately, if we're going to get through this, we're going to get through it together. So,
Adrian,
we got to take care of each other.
Yeah. Adrian, how about you? Your day job is a biochemist. What is your life like these days?
As far as, you know, as Dana was saying, I'm fine. I'm actually a medical writer. I work for the pharmaceutical industry. So I've been tapping away at a computer from home for the last 3 or 4 years. So that hasn't changed. It's affected my wife's work. She's a clinical pharmacist, and she's been a sort of part-time furlough. She's dropped down her hours because, you know, people aren't going into the hospital setting for sort of routine operations and surgeries. So it's affected us that way. And obviously, I'm affected by the fact that schools are all closed, and I have a six-year-old and a nine-year-old. So we're attempting to get through the homeschooling, which is
I hear ya.
Quite a joy. I'd hug a teacher when you get the opportunity, at least a virtual hug, because those guys do something that I just can't get my head around at the moment. So that's been a huge impact, trying to deal with telling our kids that they can't go out and hug their friends and hang out with them. And so that's been very difficult. But other than that, you know, life kind of goes on as normal for us. But I also have to sort of chime in with what Dana was saying. There are lots of local businesses around here, you know, our favorite restaurants and things like that, where they've just shuttered, and we're concerned that they will never open again. So it's weird how the community has been affected.
So, Adrian, after recording Coronavirus Rhapsody, you went on and you followed up with another Queen song, this one a tribute to healthcare workers. Let's listen to some of it. So poignant, so real, so true. How did this come about?
Actually, that was one of those suggestions that I received by a couple of complete strangers. They reached out to me, a lady in Britain, and also a grandmother from Arizona said, hey, why don't you record You Are the Champion, or We Are the Champions, but change it to You Are the Champions, and praise all the healthcare workers and essential workers. So I reached out to friends on Facebook and said, hey, send me photographs if you want to be featured in a new video. Received them from literally all over the world, and put those into the video, with the idea being that, you know, as well as this being a pandemic that we can all try to cheer each other up over by doing parodies, there's also some other serious messages. And I just put that out there as a... as one of those avenues where people could, you know, share it with their friends who were essential workers and say, hey, we're thinking about you.
Well, Adrian and Dana, thank you so much for joining us, and take care.
Thank you. Wonderful.
Thank you.
Dana,
have a great day.
You too. Dana J. Byne there, a Massachusetts comedian who gave a pandemic twist to a classic Queen song. Adrian Grimes, a Madison musician who recorded the song Coronavirus Rhapsody. Carry on, carry on. All healthcare champions, thank you so much. We'll be back after this news update here on the Ideas Network. Mm-hmm.